There was a time when this version of the Star Spangled Banner was considered subversive. Now guitarists routinely emulate Jimi Hendrix before ball games. But the NFL says kneeling during the national anthem remains disrespectful, and players who are on the field must stand or their team will be fined. This all began, of course, when 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick kneeled not to protest the military or veterans, but racial inequality and police brutality in America.
There are a lot of things that are going on that are unjust, people aren't being held accountable for, and that's something that needs to change.
Now Kaepernick is unemployed. Richard Lapchick, head of the Institute for Diversity and Ethics in Sport at the University of Central Florida, tells KCBS the NFL won't make things better with this new approach.
I don't see it as much of a compromise. I'm more than disappointed with the decision. It certainly gives the appearance of trying to silence the players after a time when it seemed like the relationship with players had improved.
Lapchick says players are likely to find some other way to protest.
Staying in the locker room or in the tunnel is really not an answer. The players need to find a way to get their voice back.
49ers owner Jed York abstained from the vote because he didn't feel the players were consulted enough. Doug Sovereign, KCBS.